you from KCO Studios, it's The Balcony Show with Ann Thatcher, Bo Summer, Mike Roy, Donna DeLucci, and me, the Mad Cat. We have searched the globe for the best in indie music, so you don't have to. So here we go, The Balcony Show.
Our friends in faraway places, sent with love and good vibes. Just keep an eye out for just what's coming.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Balcony Show. AJ Siegfried sitting in for the Mad Cat tonight.
Hey-o.
All right, AJ.
Woo. Good to see you guys.
Woo. As he briskets his way across
the yeah. Mad Cat's that still eating his way.
We're getting
eating
his way.
The reason I we're saying that is because we're getting pictures of brisket.
Yeah.
You
just
know what
tons
I mean?
Of
it
meat.
It looks so good.
Just
it does look really good.
Just a man knows slew of meat.
I hope he brings some back for us.
Yeah.
It's a meat tour.
So on today's show, we have a really talented artist. He is a Reverb Nation selectee, and his name is Derek Adam. His music is to die for. So he's a rock and roller, and he's worked with some really cool people. But we'll get more from him on his music later in the show. But first, hi, AJ.
Would you rather swing on a star?
Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are.
Or would you rather get on with the show?
Well, here it is, Mike. Here we go.
Finally.
Here we go, Mike.
That's how I feel every day.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I know people are going to love to hate that. You know what I mean? Because
people love to hate. They just
they,
do.
They do.
Yeah, it true. Feels good. I'm a hater. I'm a born hater. Feels fine. Good.
Yeah, you love it.
But, all right. So going around the table here, would you rather now, would you rather lose a finger, all right, or have a headache every day for the rest of your life?
Oh, my
easy.
God.
Oh,
my God.
So easy. A finger.
I guess you'd have to lose a finger.
I think a finger.
Boom. How yeah. bad's the headache?
Yeah, right?
Because I might already have that.
I go to the ER for my headaches. That's how
oh,
bad
man.
They are.
Nah, you know what? I'm giving up my finger.
I'm giving up the finger.
I'm giving
That's
you the finger.
Though, but I guess we have to.
I'm going
to tell
you.
The finger's coming your way.
It's like.
Which finger?
It is not easy to lose a finger. I've tried.
Yeah.
Pinky.
Not on purpose.
If I had to.
Do we have a choice of which finger we can lose?
You can't. Right, you can function with one less. You can't function with.
Right. This is true.
I'll give you the option of which finger. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So you guys are all about
so
losing
I'm all
fingers,
about fingers.
All of you.
Yeah, man.
I'm all about fingers.
That's easy.
All right. Do I have to answer?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll take the finger.
You can play bass without one
it.
Finger.
That's
yeah,
fine.
You're good.
Yeah, I know guys who you do plenty of stuff.
So we could have a secret stub hinge.
Dude, everybody, you play bass, man.
The
you only have four strings to play.
Yeah.
You can lose a finger.
Come on, you could do that.
That's fine. Okay.
Your strumming right. hand.
Yeah.
Your picking hand. You don't really use the pinky, do you? For strumming?
I could lose. No. You know, I could actually stand to lose.
I wouldn't make that motion. Too
I wouldn't either.
And that wouldn't be the hand.
I don't know.
I'll tell you what. I'll lose a finger. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you, ladies.
We're
you
so
need
dirty.
All fingers for that.
We're so dirty.
Are you?
We're not thinking about drums
yeah,
or your bass.
I'm trying to answer this honestly. That's all.
No, Bo.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, like you're innocent.
It comes
AJ.
Down to primal needs.
Moving on. Would you rather lose your sight or your memories?
Memories.
Oh, geez.
Awful, wait,
I mean,
are you
like
saying
second,
memories or
it's
memories?
It's like a second chance every day, right?
Right. Memories.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. With an E.
I don't want to not see.
Right. I would never give up my sight.
Yeah, I want to see.
No.
Well, so in other words, you're going to have dementia.
I'm going to get that anyway. We're all doomed.
We're all choosing dementia.
Yeah. No, we're all doomed. All right, so we're all going to lose our memories.
But every day would be a new day, man.
Yeah, it's like a new...
If there was a way I could gain powers in another sense, maybe I could give up my eyesight. Like if I got like super smell, super
Daredevil,
taste.
Hello?
I know, right? If that's for real. Nah, memories gone.
Yeah.
Screw them. Who needs them?
Yeah, because I'd still, you know, I'd rather be oblivious and be able to see than than
be
nuts.
Blind and
yeah,
have
and
memories.
Be miserable.
Yeah, no.
No, I've seen plenty of blind dogs. They're very
yeah,
happy.
I would have to say that because I want to see memories.
Yeah, right. I
you
would
want
hate
the
to
memories?
Lose. I would hate to lose sight memories. Of my memories.
That's a good song idea.
Bam. Write Dude. It down, Bo. Write it down. Dude. This album's coming out sooner than we think.
The
this
AI
is the
album.
Worst album you've ever...
It's going
to
be great.
I want to see memories. God, like, that's so deep, don't you think? Yeah. I think
but
so.
But that's not what he said. He said, I want to see memories. Hello?
Oh, my God.
Hello?
I'm getting all serious.
I didn't
and
even know
like,
I said that.
She's like, I'm deep
I
in my
soul. I'm impressed by the fact that you're getting all serious, man.
The girls aren't listening to us.
I thought he said
memory. I was. Well, clearly.
It's the world we live in.
Okay, so like
we all like memories.
That is
memories.
A good line, though, Bo. That is a good line.
All right. Would you rather adopt a British accent every time you're having a serious conversation or laugh every time someone cries?
Oh, well, I already laugh when people cry.
Hello, love.
Oh, definitely the English accent. Yes. Because I love it anyway. So.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What is your favorite accent globally?
Irish.
English. Okay.
South Irish, African. English?
I would say
South African.
Australia or Australia. The UK. Yeah. Okay. Ooh, yeah.
Everybody
ooh,
likes that.
That's nice.
Nobody's
like,
going
yummy.
With French. Nobody's going no. with Spanish.
British, no. British, British no, all the way.
Wow.
Yeah, I agree. Wow, wow,
wow. We're a bunch of old white people.
Irish
bunch of old white people.
Nobody
man,
wants
like
Russian.
Scottish.
Nobody
oh, God, no.
No.
No. No. No. Middle Eastern. Nobody. Nobody.
And the French. No.
What do you know? Did you say yours?
Me? I like a good Southern accent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's not
good American. I like the Philadelphia accent.
Oh, yeah.
I was
God.
Just
what
talking
about the water. Brooklyn accent. Wait a minute.
Hey, what are you doing over there?
I'm going to get you
Donna
some water.
Donna Gallucci.
Wait a minute.
The Looch.
The Looch.
That's from now on. It's the Looch.
Oh, no. It's got to be the Midwestern accent, you know, hey?
Oh,
my.
Fargo.
Yeah.
I hear you when you're asking all the artists.
It comes out in
Ann. Tell me about it.
Oh.
About it. About it. How do you
about
say that?
It?
About no, you say it like when you're not on the spot.
I know what you're talking about with the yeah.
Tell us about.
Yeah, there's definitely it's
a little
Canadian.
Something going.
Yeah,
there's
it
a Canadian.
Yes.
Yeah,
very much.
So everybody's saying nobody wants to laugh anytime someone cries. Okay, no. You guys are good hearted.
No, you know what? I'm gonna do that
because
I would rather do that.
Terrible.
I would rather laugh every time someone cries.
That's just the natural human reaction for me.
I already do it.
I don't know. I think I'd
terrible.
Adapt. I'd adapt the no. I'd adapt the British accent because
yeah,
that's not going to hurt somebody's feelings as much as somebody crying.
What taking the piss?
Listen,
I'm out. And then just leave.
I don't know about you, but I am. My husband calls me a lunatic magnet. All
yeah.
right, because if there's anybody that's disenfranchised or not quite there. I am like a beacon, a homing beacon for these people.
Hence mm-hmm. the people around this table.
No.
Yeah, how do you think we all got
I guess
here?
So, yeah.
But it reminded me of this girl that was crying. I was at the gym and I had just finished a run and I came downstairs and this girl was crying her eyes out, right? And there was a part of me that said, don't do it, Anne, run. But no, do I ever listen to that sane voice inside of my head?
Of course not.
Absolutely no. not. So I went over and I asked her what's going on. And she proceeded to tell me that she was really upset because her brother was addicted to drugs and she didn't know what she was going to be able to do for him. And, you know, and she was talking all this religious stuff. And I was like, well, you know, if you really believe in your religion, then it'll get you through and, you know, just keep your faith and blah, 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 blah. With that, she threw herself on the floor and started speaking in tongues. And I want to tell you that I'm standing there in my sweatpants and my sneakers watching this girl writhe across the floor doing some kind of a worm speaking in tongues.
What?
And I started
where were you?
I was in college and I was down in the basement underneath the gym, you know, where the girls' locker room. So
underneath the gym.
So I was like, I started backing up and I'm like, yeah, well, you take care now. And I ran home.
Wow.
But that's the kind of stuff that always was going on.
Wow.
Well,
so
crap, man. I would have nervously laughed, said cheerio, and left.
Sauntered. You would have sauntered away.
I was cheerio. In shock a little bit. You yeah. know, like, there's a part of you that goes,
is this happening?
Yeah. So, I would have exited that situation, too. That's kind of...
Anyways, well, we're going to get out of here, and we're going to get things started. This really great show. The name of the song is Second Row, and it's by A Little Overboard. So take a listen, and we'll be right back.
Welcome back to The Balcony. That was a band called A Little Overboard with their song Second Row. Now we're going to get on to our first track by tonight's interview guest, Derek Adam. This is a nice mellow tune. Check it out. It's called Truth.
You wouldn't listen. It never sinks in. Too many times I tried to tell you. Won't you come to your senses and clean up your messes? It's weighing you down. You're all creation. All these things you try to do. Everything's slow.
Show. We are super excited because we have Derek Adam here. He is a Reverb Nation selectee and he is awesome. Welcome, Derek. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
So, wow, you started music 10 years old. So this has been quite a journey for you.
Yeah, that's when I picked up the guitar. I picked up my first instrument when I was, if I recall, in third grade. So it's been so long to where I don't remember my life when I didn't have an instrument, you know, in my hands. It's pretty wild when you kind of go back in time and think about it.
And along the way, already you've worked with Grammy winner Jimmy T. Meslin of Dream Theater. Wow!
Yes,
on your debut EP, Silver Lining. That's insane.
Such a pleasure. He is a fantastic guy. Pleasure to work with. Great chemistry, and he certainly knows what the hell he's doing. I'll tell you that.
So, our listeners just heard your song "Truth." Can you talk about that just a little bit?
Yeah. So you're definitely going to notice that this song, for what it lacks in production, hopefully. It still gets you in terms of the hook and the overall vibe. I've always gotten mostly, you know, I don't want ever want to say always, but really positive feedback from it. And it kind of came out of, COVID, or at least I think the lockdown was a big part of it. And, this song, I wasn't even in a studio for. I recorded everything with like bare bones equipment at home. I think I ended up having to sing some vocals in my car and record them because of the apartment I was living in. I couldn't be so loud at night. So it kind of has quite a backstory to it. And it ended up being something that I still think, you know, I still think to be proud of for like a first single that I put out. So it's kind of got a cool story to it.
And the second song that we're going to hear tonight, which this is just, this is what got you on our show, Circle. This is insane. The guitar riffs are insane. There's everything. I like everything about this song, Derek.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
So who did the guitar work? Was it you? Who does the guitar work in this song?
For all my songs, I write and play every note.
That's crazy. And what is the circle about? What's the message behind the circle?
So I think we're in the early part of 9 years of me living on Long Island. I'm from upstate New York and I moved down here, you know, and I just kind of took a whack at it, in a broad sense. I had colleagues I went to school with that lived down here that helped kind of get me a place to live. And one of the first jobs I had was working at an after-school music and arts school, not to be redundant, but basically I served as a one-on-one guitar instructor, and sometimes I taught little rock bands with these little youngsters, which was a cool thing. And I just had my acoustic with me one day in between students. I had a pretty wide, awkward, unfortunate gap of doing nothing and twiddling my thumbs. So I just grabbed my acoustic and I was just beating on a riff. And that kind of I got a lot done in probably, 30, 45 minutes in terms of writing. And it's like, you know, I was always told the Long Island life is a hustle. And I was kind of writing about my hustle in a way. And that's really what the song is about. It's just the hustle.
Do you like this, you seem to like this direction better with the heavier guitar. And is that the direction that you're going to be heading in the future with your music?
It is. It's definitely not the direction, you know, it's not the direction, period. You know, I have such a background, but but a huge part of my influence were virtuoso guitarists and just rocking heavy guitars with anthemic songs or really upbeat, you know, or down and dirty and swanky crunch. And, you know, it's something that is a huge part of my Spotify playlist, if you will, you know, and I listen to everything that, you know, I'm also, but at the same time, you catch me at the right time, I'm going to be listening to the smoothest jazz on the planet. You know what I mean? It does. But for my next project, most certainly.
Okay, so we're going to take a break and we're going to let our listeners hear Circle by Derek Adam. You're going to love it. Go to Spotify, go to all your listening platforms. You're going to want to download this song and have it at your fingertips. So here it is, Circle by Derek Adam, and we'll be right back with the rest of the interview.
Lost my mind, losing time, trying to make a dime.
And you were listening to The Balcony Show, and tonight, on this episode, we have the amazing Derek Adam, and you just listened to the amazing song Circle, and we are going to talk to him a little bit more about this amazing journey he's been taking since he was a youth. And Derek, I just have a few questions for you. So how often are you out there performing and doing any tours and things like that in upstate New York?
Yeah, so right now I'm fairly localized to the Long Island area. You know, occasionally I'll be out in the city playing, but mostly Long Island, doing a lot of solo acoustic shows. You know, these are mainly cover gigs, but I'm playing okay. Anywhere from three to five, or you know, the summertime could be 3 to 6 nights a week. So I'm definitely kept busy, and I'm very grateful for it. I came down here playing, you know, one gig a month for free to where I am now, and it's certainly something to be very appreciative of.
Well, that's amazing.
Where are you playing out in Long Island?
Yeah.
We got a lot of family and friends out there.
He's got a residency at Jones Beach.
Yeah.
That
okay.
Would be a nice gig.
How cool would that
yeah.
be?
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah. I play in Oyster Bay. I play in Huntington. I play in Long Beach. I play in places I can't remember right now.
That's all right. We'll check you out online and let's see. And
yeah,
get the word out to some friends and family to come to some of your shows.
That's awesome. I'm about to give my website a major facelift too, so I want to be having monthly newsletters out there as well. Oh, cool. So you guys can get the whole spread.
We're sending spies, Derek. They're coming.
That's okay.
Definitely.
Maybe we'll even get a t-shirt to you. How about that?
Oh, there we go. Okay, cool.
So is there any crazy story how you ended up crossing paths with some of these like amazing producers and people you've worked with as far as recording your music?
You know, actually, I think because it was not so crazy, that's what made it kind of crazy, you know, when you look back in hindsight. So my original drummer, and I'm sure he wouldn't mind me using his name, Alex Kaufman, he's also a very busy gigging musician, because any good drummer is a busy drummer.
Yep.
And he's a fantastic friend. I've known him for most of the time I've been down here on Long Island. He was with me during the early stages of Silver Lining, that EP that The Circle is on. And he drummed and all of his playing is on that EP. And he's just far beyond even what he did for me. You know, he's an incredible player, but he, through a very dear friend of his, their band, this prog band called Time King, I'm going to plug them in here because nice. I know they're on a hiatus right now, but they're a kick-ass band. His friend was a guitarist, and he became friends with the bass player, and that bass player happened to be Jimmy T. Meslin from Dream Theater.
Nice.
Yeah, and so they were buddy buddy. They were first name bassists, you know, phone number. They hung out. They have beers together. The long time friendship, and he got in touch with Jimmy and was like, "Hey man, like, you know." And I think that's when I had Truth done.
Yeah.
So I kind of used Truth to, you know, to me, that was still, I still treat it as like just a good demo. You know, it never really got into the studio and get produced. Right. You know, it was produced like in my apartment and in my car for the most part, except the drums. But he showed Jimmy that, and Jimmy was like, yeah, let me meet this guy, check him out. And I showed him, I did a ton at home. So I practically had demos already of the other four tracks, and it happened to work out well between his agenda with Dream Theater and some downtime that he had. We were able to cut the EP, and I to be with him and in an environment surrounded by, you know, a band I've really looked up to, and also one of my favorite guitarists, you know, that walks the earth. It was quite an inspiring experience. And that's why I just, you know, no matter what, like, I'm very proud of that record, and it's definitely not the best, hopefully not the best I'll ever produce, but it's something that I'm proud of, and it came from a really cool place.
That is so cool.
So the next song we're going to hear, Derek, is The Road I Know.
So I was a few tequilas deep, and I was on my laptop, and I just grabbed my acoustic, and I kind of went with something that probably my hands could only handle at that time, which was something a little bit more from the soul and less from the fingers. And I just, you know, I laid something down real simple, and I just kind of dug deep, and I just threw some lyrics down, and they resonated, and it ended up turning into something that was a really heartfelt song that just kind of calls to home. And, you know, you really, not to get super cliche, but don't ever forget where you came from kind of thing.
Right,
you know?
Yeah, right. Well, I want to ask you one more question. Derek, tell me something about you that not everybody would know. Or they'd be surprised to find out.
Oh, I'm like such a goofball. Like, like, no, because you know, like if my wife was here, she'd say it right now. Like, she always breaks my balls in the best way because she's like, you know, she's like, if only they knew like how you were when you were home.
Believe me, dude. You know. We know. I can hear from your voice. You're one of us.
Yeah. So, maybe that's like not that much of a secret, you know?
No, it's not. It's very, you're good, man. Actually, I got a question for you, man. What are you listening to right now? What is the last song you listened to today before you talk to us?
Ooh, this is going to be a good one and you probably won't expect it. The Man Comes Around by Johnny Cash.
My man. All right.
Oh, now you got another fan. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's AJ.
Yeah. I've listened to that song probably like 30 times like the last 2 days. Yeah.
Good. That, awesome. I love hearing that kind of stuff. You get really real insight into the guys you're talking to.
Yeah.
Well,
that's the last thing you
I want to tell you, the thing that really caught me with your music, Derek, honestly, was your voice. Mm-hmm. You have an incredible voice. You have an incredible gift, and I can't wait to see where, you know, once you're on their show, we follow your journey. This is not the only time we will play your music. We continue to play your music. So I want to thank you for spending some time with us here on the show. I truly appreciate it.
I appreciate you all very much. And thank you for that. You know, it's, I think that this whole journey is all about making connections and getting connected with everybody that you can. And I think that when you find people that are just heartfelt, like you guys appear to be, you know, those connections last a long time. And that's a really, really cool thing. So I really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Well, we're going to take a listen to The Road I Know by Derek Adam. Thank you, sir, for being on the show. Thank you for sharing your music with us. And congratulations on being our Reverb Nation selectee.
Thank you kindly.
So we're going to take a listen to The Road I Know, Derek Adams, and we'll be right back with the rest of the show.
I never saw it coming, hitting me right in the heels. And now everything is changing. Tell me how I should feel. Mama said she loved me, no matter where I go. And my dad, he said, son, sometimes in life we take the hardest road. And that's where I'll go. Yeah, that's where I'll go. I'll climb every stone, I'll do it alone. As long as I know how I'll make it back home. Always a friend to me. Saw the light that I couldn't see. All the things that we've done, has it only just begun? All I know is that I believe time will tell what my fate will be. Feel the heat of the sun, and I'm not the only. Nights stuck in eyes, and my knuckles are bruised and white. Take your time, maybe your words, but they're not mine. And that's where I'll go. Yeah, that's where I'll go. I'll climb every stone.
that's where I'll go. Yeah, that's where I'll go. I'll climb every stone, I'll do it alone, as long as I know.
AJ here, filling in for Mad Cat for Mad Cat's Mad Tracks. And tonight we have the song Heaven or Home by Marshall Potts. He's a Reverb Nation selectee. This is going to be a real rocker. Check it out. Let me know what you think. All right. Check it out.
It leads you there. Take a trip inside. Take this time to become aware. Take this time to decide. Is it heaven or home? Heaven or home? I don't know where I will wake up now.
Is back in the news again. Uh-oh. Actually, this is kind of cool. We still don't know if they're going to get banned in the U.S. or not, but if they're not going to get banned in other countries, well, then you guys all have something new that's coming down the pike from TikTok. They are coming out with, and it's in development right now, but they're coming up with a photo sharing app that is to rival Instagram. How interesting is that? The current name is called TikTok Notes, and it looks like there are some TikTok accounts that are getting notifications. Something about wanting to post photos. So I don't know that it's like really, you know, out to the masses, probably not yet. And there's even some rumble about that the name may change from TikTok Notes to something else. But keep an eye out for that, because again, that's just another platform to keep track of and another platform to kind of get your, you know,
everywhere a platform.
But I mean, TikTok is just, it's so huge. You know, I can't see people not wanting to be a part of it. So we're yet to see what it's going to be all about. So keep an eye out for that and jump on the early bandwagon for that for sure. If TikTok does not get banned here. So TikTok Notes, check it out. Coming your way.
Like to remind you, The Balcony Show is proudly produced at Keiko Studios in Penn Argyle, Pennsylvania. Check them out at keikostudios.com for all your musical production needs. Get it! Do it!
Welcome to another edition of Mike's Music Box. Inside, you're going to hear some stories of the macabre, the paranormal, and the strange. So stay tuned. If you dare.
All right. Welcome back to Mike's Music Box here on The Balcony. And
that
yes, some Liquid Courage for some root beer here, some Zevia. So tonight we're going to talk about creative hubs and spectral visitors.
Oh boy. Here we
That's
go.
That's right.
Buddy.
One of the most famous tales of a haunted studio is now going to take us to California to the Alley Music Studios. It is rumored to be visited by the ghost of a man who met his demise there in the 1970s. Visitors have reported strange noises and the uncanny feeling of a presence in the room with them. The Ghost Adventures crew even ventured into this eerie realm and captured some hair-raising footage during their visit. It is a studio where the music isn't the only thing that sends shivers down your spine.
My, I wonder what happened there.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's go to the Village Studios, okay, where legends and ghosts collide. Shifting our focus to the Village Studios in Los Angeles, a place where legendary musicians like Fleetwood Mac and the Rolling Stones have laid down iconic tracks. However, it is said to be haunted by a ghost of a farmer employee who met an untimely end on the premises. Visitors have reported hearing footsteps and witnessing a figure in the control room. It's as if the spirits of the music and the afterlife collided within the halls of the Village Studios.
Oh.
Or you could go to Bearsville Studios in Woodstock, New York. Bearsville Studios stands out as one of the most haunted, famous recording studios in America. Reportedly, the proprietor's bar and farmhouse are haunted with sightings by musicians of a lady in black. It is a place where the music and the ghosts coexist. Now, let's cross the Atlantic and explore some haunted recording studios in England. We have Headley Grange. One of the most famous haunted recording studios in England is Headley Grange in Hampshire. It's where Led Zeppelin recorded their fourth album. The building was originally constructed as a workhouse, and it is said to be haunted by the ghost of a young girl who died there. Band members of Led Zeppelin have reported hearing strange noises and also feeling a presence during the recording. And those are just some of the...
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I would like to take a tour of those places. You know, I bet you there is
Have you
some
been
sort of
into a recording
tour.
Studio with any spirits, AJ, in your life, besides our rehearsal room?
Actually, there was one that I recorded in the show earlier.
Really?
Yeah. Before Midnight Studios moved to their new location at the old location in Phillipsburg, I think it was like some type of a mill, the building that it was in.
I remember that building.
Yeah, and there was he had a ghost.
Wow.
It was crazy because things just all this weird stuff was going on all the time. You know what I mean? And he actually named it.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. No, sometimes they can be not, you know, like,
I wouldn't mind visiting. I probably wouldn't want to work there.
Really?
You know?
See, I would.
Dude, we should go to that one in New York. I would love to see what that's all about.
Yeah, we'll look into it.
Let's book some time there. Go see it for ourselves.
And so there you have it. This is the latest edition of Mike's Music Box here on the balcony. And as always, my beautiful listeners, sleep tight.
It's time for the spotlight portion of our show, where we showcase new singles from returning guests. And your host is Donna freaking Galucci.
Donna! The only Luch. Females here
the
right
Luchy.
Now.
Yeah, power to the girls.
That's right, girl power. So tonight on Spotlight, we have a great song by Burr Island called Later, but we are going to save that for later. And first, talk about some indie artist news to catch up with some of our former guests' happenings. First, we have Kickstand Jenny, and they have a brand new video out for their song Solo, which features Mark Slaughter on vocals from the band
crazy,
Slaughter,
huh?
Which is really cool and crazy. New York rockers Grim Jack has some... has a new song out and an official lyric video titled Out in the Cold. So look out for that by Grim Jack.
It's a good video. You got to check it out.
Absolutely is. And we have a new song and video by Kindhearted Thieves called 298.
Didn't he do this with AI, Donna? Did he do this? I think that's what somebody told me.
Is that what I shared?
Yeah. And thank you to both for sharing that for me. Yes.
And that's the share was because I discovered I'm in their Kindhearted Thieves WhatsApp chat group. So how they communicate with all their fans, and they let everybody know anything about merch, new videos out, new songs out. So very cool idea.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And last but not least, we have Karen Waldrop, who made it through the knockout round on The Voice.
Crazy.
Singing Trisha Yearwood's Georgia Rain and is now heading for the playoff round. This is really cool. Congratulations to Karen.
She's going on tour too. So hit up her website because she's still touring.
Yep.
You know,
everybody check out her website or her Facebook page and see where she's going to be in your area.
Cheer her on, man.
Yep, for sure. And now I'd like to talk a little bit about the brand new song by Burr Island called Later.
Love these guys.
Really great song. It's a brand new single by its acoustic duo, Burr Island, who is Tom England and Oscar Porter. They're London-based acoustic folk music. And just a little bit about the song that from Burr Island themselves, talking about a line in the song, which is, "Later, you will understand how truly good these times have been," is faintly scrawled at the bottom corner of a large abstract piece of art hanging up in the building that Oscar used to live in. So faint you could easily miss it. We're glad Oscar didn't, as those words unraveled into the song you hear today. Later is about being in the last moments of one's life when twilight is paper thin and to look back at a life unlived.
Unbelievable.
Yep. Beautiful song. I hope everyone enjoys it as much as we do here at the balcony. Burr Island with Later.
Try. started in with objects rubbing low. That's why mine is paper thin, like all those silly things you cared about. Like all those silly things later, you will look into the fountain and see a face that's not quite you. For you is somewhere in nights are drawing in with objects rubbing low in twilight is paper thin, like all those silly things cared about, like all those silly things you cared about, like all those silly things.
Everybody, welcome back to the Balcony Show, and we've come to the end of another great show. Can you believe it? Thank you, wow. AJ, for sitting in for the Mad Cat. He will be back after his, after his tour to brisket.
I love
tour
that.
To brisket. That's
bring
great.
Us back a shirt, man.
Just bring me back brisket.
Well, don't hurry back, buddy. I'm having a good time here. So,
wow.
We'll check you later.
Anyways, thank you to Derek Adam for being a part of our show. I can't wait to see what this guy does.
Yeah,
I think he's going to...
He's cool.
He's just... What a great talent. And I'm looking forward, like I said, to see what he's going to bring in the future. But with that, I got nothing. How about you? Anybody else?
Nada.
Nada. All right, well, I want to thank all my co-hosts here, and we're going to get out of here with the song Never Gonna Let You Go by Kickstand Jenny.
Ooh, I love that band.
Yeah.
So,
nice.
Good night, everybody, from the Balcony Show. We will catch you next week.
Good night, everybody.
Driving down this lonely highway, haven't seen a sign of life for miles. Seems it's always cold on Friday, remembering when you drive me wild. Time moves on. I'm never
I'm never gonna let you go. a second try. I've been tattered, I've been worn, I've been weathered, I've been torn, and I'm never gonna let your spirit fly. I'm never gonna